What would you know?
Well, he came to Memphis to sing with a group called the Blackwood Brothers. It was the first time that I'd ever seen him.
How did you run into him this time? Just in Vegas?
I just realized that they were available. And he'd formed a new quartet called Stamps. And I listened to some of the records and they had all this power.
And I liked it. He made the Stamps and he brought them together.
He put them together.
One of them is his nephew and one is his son-in-law. The other two, I don't know where they came from.
But each one of the guys individually are good, as you can
see. Oh, yeah,
see.
I noticed.
They all have good voices.
See, we come from a different background. We come from the Middle West or from the West Coast.
Yeah, you don't hear this too much.
Yeah. So we don't hear this. So we see a bunch of guys, and it has a whole different kind of level of meaning to us because it's just not part of our background.
Right.
See? Because, like, everybody comes from the same background, or is that's as much to you guys as it is to a kid in California growing up and surfing or Little League baseball.
It's kind of like roots.
Sure. We grew up with it, you know, from the time I can remember, like 2 years old. I grew up with this because my folks took me there. And then, when I got old enough, I started to sing in church.
And that's how you got into singing?
Or? Well, it's one of the ways.
One of the ways. You know,
yeah. But I liked all type of music. You know, when I was in high school, I had records about Mario Lanza and the Metropolitan Opera. I loved music. The Spanish. I liked the Mexican flavored songs.
But this is so
music for you. But this thing here, the gospel thing is just, excuse me, the gospel is really what we grew up with, you know, more than anything else.
And shows in the music too, because there's a kind of, if you've seen Baptist choirs, there's a kind of intensity about it. And it's the same kind of intensity, electricity that you have on stage. And
there it seems comes to be out almost like every song.
It's a kind of a soul.
Yeah, like a
it comes
fantastic
way deep
strength
inside.
That's inside. Yeah.
It just isn't singing notes. It's singing something that seems to come from very deep inside of you.
Mm-hmm. And at certain times, you push out, you know, pull in. It's just a part of you. You don't really think about it.
When I was in France about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was doing a film on Jean-Claude Keeley. And I asked him just offhand, who was his favorite singer? And he said, Elvis Presley. He's my man.
Oh, really?
He's my man. He said,
well, he's my favorite skier.
And I asked him why.
That's nice.
And he said, he did this whole thing. He says, he has soul. You know, it's hard for an American to talk to a Frenchman and understand that he understands soul better than you do. But he really does. He says, he sings, you know, from in here. And that was his way of describing. He had a very limited English at the time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Joe, are you going to pick up the
music? But this,
can I wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is very,
all right, boys. Put it away.
This is very basic. When we get through with our work, what we have to do, we usually wind up doing this.
And you're doing it because you want to do it.
We do it because we want to do it. You know?
In Las Vegas, after he's done 2 shows, everybody's tired. They're up in the suite singing all night till like 6, 7.
We'll do 2 shows a lot of times, and we'll go upstairs and sing until daylight. You know, gospel songs.
How do you do it? How do you?
Not too often. When you're working every night there.
I mean, what does it do for you? I mean, to get into this, is it like a
I think it more or less puts your mind at ease. It does mine. You know, because you've been really concentrating and everybody's been working out. So these things we know.
It's like old friends.
Right. And it puts your mind at ease.
It takes you down and just
levels things. It takes you down to a level. Otherwise, you'd go out of here just, and you couldn't sleep for, you know. There's nothing wrong with it, but. Mm. If we ended on a real fast up-tempo song or something, you know, we leave the studio and nobody can sleep for hours.
You're right, though. When you leave the stage like a place like Vegas, you're really up. You're really, really flying.
It takes at least 4 or 5 hours to even begin to unwind. And we usually wind up, you know, doing this type of stuff.
Where have you found the guys? I mean, we know about JD, but like the other guys who are in the chorus. It seems like you've known them forever, just watching you around the piano and singing, like you're like real super old friends from a long, long time.
Well, like I said, I knew JD from back when I was 15 years old, when he first came to Memphis to sing with a group called the Blackwood Brothers. And I was a big gospel music fan, so they would sing all night. And I would stay there all night, you know. And he had formed this new group himself a couple years ago. And I just heard their records and put them together with the inspirations and everything else that we had. Looked in the gutter, man, and dug them out.
All of that's going on the stage. It's really.
But anyway, you put it all together.
It seems to be a kind of like a relationship going on stage. It's like everybody is a friend of everybody else on stage. And that's something very rare, because we've seen a lot of groups perform and don't get that kind of feeling.
Well, I think it's because we enjoy it, you know. And we constantly enjoy it, which means that we do two shows a night for 5 weeks, but we never let it get old. Every song is like we do it for the first time, and that's one of the secrets, you know.
Well, like, it's not a planned thing. You don't do the songs, the same songs, the same sequence.
Not necessarily. Yeah, we can change them around, but even if we do the same songs, they're new, and the sound is, you know, the feeling is there every time.
But it's a different feeling each time, right?
It's a good feeling. We never let it down, because there's a new audience out there. Plus, we enjoy what we're doing.
Well, Elvis communicates with us, really. I mean, you really do from the stage. I've sung with a lot of people, but he has some way of keeping you interested and communicating, you know, between you and him. And,
I'm not going to tell you how.
You aren't going to tell us the secrets? Well, hell, we'll get out.
Things are going behind my back and things. No. but we will we'll keep it interested or interesting somehow, you know.
5 weeks, man.
I shut up. At the end of the 5 weeks, it was, you know, it went by like that, and it seemed like a day.
Well, see, like, I don't know. For instance, this evening, I know you were running just through everything just for us, for the cameras, what have you. Which would seem like if you did the reverse on us and said, well, guys, just walk around with your cameras like you normally do, and the concert would be a drag to us, because it would be hard for us to get up to that level. But what's hard for us to figure out is that you can turn it on here just like you do on the stage.
Well, you know what's interesting about music and about all the people here? They find new sounds, you know, and they do things differently themselves. So it's like a new experience every day. The guy on the guitar will find a new lick, or the guy on the piano will find something, or the voices will add something, you know. And I hear all this, and it inspires me. Yeah.
Because, like, we watch, it's new for us. We're watching things like you and the lead guitarist kind of looking, the looks that go back and forth, and we're lining up shots. There's, like, really something going on, some sort of magic. You know, we know already the game that goes on with Charlie Hodges and the kidding, the back and forth, and that's part of it, too. So there's a kind of thing going on there. There's something going on there. I notice when your eye goes over to JD when the chorus comes in, you know, each one of them is like a little turn-on, you know. It's like a conversation. It goes on each one, but there's surprises.
It's like a feedback.
It's a back and forth, and you're turning each other on.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, it never ceases. It goes on.
And that's what we're looking for in the film. That's what the film has to explore totally. It's that whole electricity, you know, that's just kind of circulating back and forth.
I hope you find it.
Hey, it's not. Well, we had to tell you, we looked and it wasn't there.
Thanks.
So we're wrapping. Hey, let's call it a night.
Got to rest up for the road.
Got a big jump from here to
Buffalo.
Or wherever.
Off to Buffalo.
This is a tour I usually lose about 2 inches, not in here, but in here. I hang by my hands for about 2 weeks to get it back.
Yes.
All one-night stands, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's fine, see. It's excitement. Let's see.
I've got to figure out how to get a pin in each room for these guys to sing after the show.
Oh, let's go home, everybody.
I think so. Enjoyed it, fellas.
How's it going?
This is the only beginning of a, I think, a really enjoyable experience.
Thank you. We'll do our best.
I know you will. We'll try and do ours. Now, you're supposed to say, "I know you will." See, and then,
no
then we're all cool.
No, okay.
We're even.
Good night.